Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
John Perlman
on 702.
3 to 6 p.m.
Let's focus our attention now on the United States. It's 1 year this week since Joe Biden took office in the U.S. And invariably, when you hit an anniversary like that, there is analysis and evaluation of how he's done. To guide us through this, we say good afternoon to Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington. Simon, welcome, joining us from Feature Story News. I've read some things that said first 6 months he wasn't doing badly. The last 6 months, very, very different. Does it split neatly like that, or are some of his problems now in some ways the consequences of things done in the better period?
Well, it's good to be back with you, John. I think that it doesn't entirely neatly split itself into 6 months and 6 months. There is no question that August and the botched military withdrawal from Afghanistan was substantially a turning point, particularly in terms of Joe Biden's reputation with sort of the Washington elites, badly shaken as they were by his pretty incompetent handling of a major national security issue. Remember, Joe Biden is the president who, when he came into office exactly a year ago, everybody here thought, you know, well, they weren't going to have sleepless nights worrying about this president stumbling into a national security crisis. And then he did precisely that. But you can see the seeds of the public's failure to embrace the Biden presidency, I think certainly as early as July of last year, the 4th, he held a huge celebration at the White House on Independence Day here, proclaiming America's independence from the COVID-19 pandemic. The rhetoric was very much that of putting COVID-19 in America's rearview mirror. And of course, that absolutely has not come to pass. So the situation that exists now is that on the first anniversary of his inauguration, Joe Biden is not anywhere near in the position that his supporters hoped he would be. Record low approval ratings in one poll last week, as low as 33% approval. Other polls still have him in the low 40s. But he's underwater on every single issue. His handling of national security, of COVID-19, of the economy, with inflation now at a 40-year high, of immigration, and of course under fire from civil rights leaders here, particularly over the last few days, for his failure to bring that, from a Democrat's perspective, all-important voting rights legislation across the finishing line in Congress. He, in a press conference yesterday, blamed the Republicans for his woes, but the reality is he's got recalcitrant Democrats that he's finding it very difficult to corral and unite around his agenda, and that ultimately has been the source of his undoing.
Is he not as good at this job as people thought he might be?
Well, I think he's not as good at this job as he thinks he is. It was interesting yesterday, he was asked whether he overpromised and underdelivered, and he categorically denied that he had overpromised, and in fact maintained that he had outperformed expectations of his presidency over the last year. He is the president who said that his 45-year experience in Washington meant that he was uniquely able to navigate Congress, to get his agenda passed on Capitol Hill. He has, without question, had some big legislative successes, including, of course, the passage of his infrastructure deal, the biggest single piece of legislation to pass Congress since President Eisenhower back in the 1950s built the interstate highway system here in the United States. But so many other bits of his agenda are stuck there because of his failure to secure unity among Democrats, including the other big public spending bill that he hopes is going to pull the economy out of the COVID-19 inspired mire. But he conceded last night it's dead in the water and he's going to have to break it up into smaller constituent pieces. So he's not the man he said he was on national security, and he doesn't appear to be the man that he thought he was going to be in terms of navigating Congress.
Are him and his team able to say this too shall pass, that we're not going to have Afghanistan again, and the Omicron will come and go, and in between waves maybe we can get some other things done? Or is there a fundamental problem here which suggests that if we look ahead to the next presidential election, the Democrats are going to be seriously up against it?
Well, I think we're going to be able to answer that question definitively in November, because remember, in November of this year, we've got midterm elections, the entire House of Representatives and one third of the Senate up for grabs. The way things are currently fixed for Joe Biden, it is highly likely that the Democrats are going to lose their majorities on Capitol Hill, and you're going to see a Republican comeback. A Republican comeback that absolutely could pave the way for former President Donald Trump to run for another term in the White House and essentially have a rematch against President Biden in 2024 as he continues to spread the entirely false claim that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. So Republicans are supremely optimistic that after the November midterm elections this year, they will be able to stop Joe Biden in his tracks, because if the Republicans secure control of Capitol Hill, Joe Biden will get nothing done in the back 2 years of what he still seems to think is going to be only his first term in office. So the window, in other words, for turning things around is extremely narrow. If they want to get any of those Build Back Better things passed through Congress, they need to do it now, because the clock is ticking as we hurtle towards November and that date with the voters, which will be a referendum on Joe Biden's presidency.
Thanks so much. Simon Marks on the line to us from Washington. His reflections on 1 year of Joe Biden being president of the United States.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.